Okay, once a month we do our Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Staying Safe poster, and today it's on winter safety, not just winter driving safety, but winter safety. And we're going to talk with two of our guests today. Patrice Brunette is here, and also Christopher Gallagher. Why don't you tell everybody what your jobs are with the county?
I am the engineering manager for Racine County. So we do the roadway planning and, design and procurement of monies and all those good things that go into our infrastructure.
You're responsible for those roundabouts?
To some degree. When we are looking at dangerous intersections, we will look at funding, and WSDOT is very pro-roundabout, so we sometimes are able to get highway safety funding that the state helps pay for quite a bit of the projects. So, yes, we do look at those.
Do they really work? I mean, do they keep people safer than a red light?
Yeah, they do, depending on the crash history scenario, usually. Yeah.
Okay, and Patrice?
I am the highway operations manager, so the plow drivers and the guys you see doing the road maintenance, those are my team.
God bless the plow drivers. I live on Main Street, so I get plowed right away. The only thing is, I will shovel my driveway to get my car out at about 4:30 in the morning, and there comes the plow driver. He puts it all back.
Yeah.
And at that point, I can't tell you what's going through my mind because I can't do it here, but I know he's got to plow the road. I know he's got to do it, but let me get my car out first. Let my wife worry about getting her car out later on. Anyway, so we're talking about winter safety, and let's start off because it's first on the poster here. Snowmobile safety, and I told you a story off the air about a friend of mine whose son was killed in a snowmobile accident. He hit a tree, and it was over, instantly. And you had a lot of snowmobiling here in Wisconsin. Even along Spring Street, I could see on Sunday morning when we go to church that snowmobilers are out there. They go in the culverts and on people's lawns and so forth. Dangerous.
Yeah, very much so. We would recommend, especially if you drive in the west part of the county, check out the snowmobile trail maps in your area. There's even a number on our website there, the Staying Safe program, that can give you some more information about where the trails are. Because once those riders are out, of course, it's winter. It's lower light. It's darker in the evening, so they're a little harder to see. And those trails crisscross the highways in certain spots. So definitely doesn't hurt to take a look at where those are, where you might encounter snowmobilers in your vehicle.
And, I got to say, when you're in the city area, it's probably even more dangerous. But when you're upstate, you got a lot of wide open area there going through people's farm fields and everything. It's probably a lot of fun. I was never on one. My mother would never let me get on a snowmobile. She would never let me get a little mini, but she wouldn't let me do anything. I couldn't play sports in school. She was so worried somebody would tackle me and I'd be killed. So
that's too bad.
She didn't let me do anything. And all the kids in the neighborhood did it. And no, you're not doing it. But anyway, so snowmobile safety, first of all, just like driving a car, you can't do it drunk because, again, you'll hit a tree, you'll hit another person, you'll flip, and there's really nothing around you but a helmet. That's right. It. When you flip, it's cracked neck, it's everything.
Right. And I talked a little bit, we were off the air, and I talked about the importance of a helmet. So wear the safety gear for sure if you're going to do that. A helmet pretty much saved my brother's life when we were younger. So pack the gear and wear the gear.
Traveling across bodies of water, I guess ice can crack. And you've seen it every year. Snowmobiles taking a dump right in the water. And you lose the snowmobile and possibly your life. But snowmobiles, they got to fish it out sometime. And it probably wouldn't be in good condition. But people do that all the time to go across lakes. They don't try to go across Lake Michigan, do they?
No, I wouldn't. I don't snowmobile enough to go out on the Great Lakes, that's for sure.
I heard this rumor once when I first moved to Wisconsin that the lake was so frozen over, you were able to walk to Michigan over the lake. Nobody ever told me if that was true or not.
I hope to never see a winter like that.
Where it's frozen over. All right. Are you both from this area?
Yes.
You're both from Wisconsin, local yokels?
So yep.
You never knew Floridian winters where it's freezing at 62 degrees and...
No.
Unfortunately not.
Nope.
And then my daughter lives down there. She says, it's freezing last night. It was like in the 60s. Okay. I have a tear for you. I'm sorry. Let's see. Staying on marked trails. Again, it would seem to be obvious you would do that, but people don't do it. They decide, well, I'm going to go over here. You don't know what's under that snow. It could be anything under that snow.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's, utility poles, roadway work that's near the ditch line where they've pulled things out, laid them, longitudinally along the ditch, and you don't want to hit a ski on the end of a telephone pole because I've seen that happen.
You don't have your notes with you, do you? The safety first, they say keep a kit with you, like a safety kit when you're traveling on a snowmobile. Always wear a helmet. There you go. Helmet with goggles. And let me see if I can read that here. When I wear glasses, I'm in no man's land because I don't need glasses to read, but it's too far. It's like that perfect distance where I can't see either way. Let's see. Wind and cold, layers of clothing. This stuff is pretty obvious. You know, when I see snowmobilers out there, they look like they're pretty well prepared. They got the helmets, the gear on and everything. But, you know, I don't see too many of them. And here's know before you go. Every county has a snowmobile trail. Oh, again, you can get, where are the maps online? Snowmobile trail maps?
Yeah, you can check those out online.
And then, of course, you can call the Racine County Snowmobile Trails hotline. They have the number. You can look it up online. And there you go. Just be safe. Snowmobiling. It looks like a lot of fun. It's just my mother said it's dangerous. So I couldn't do it. So I've never done it before. I never rode a motorcycle before either. My mother said, you're not getting on a motorcycle. So I never did that before either. She was very afraid I was going to get hurt. I don't think I'm an idiot. I could, anyway. Blizzard driving your car in a blizzard. I'm going to tell you my story right after the break. But this can be dangerous.
For sure.
Because you can't see what you're doing. It's a whiteout. And probably the best thing is not to drive. But, you got to go to work. Here at the radio station, if I don't show up at 5:30, there's no one else here.
Yeah.
Right. It's not one of those jobs where you can say, oh, we're going to close down today. Well, radio stations don't close down. I know that after all the years I've been working in it. Drive only if it's absolutely necessary. Stay at least 200 feet behind the plow. Yeah, people like to get close to the plow because they feel, if I'm close to him, then he'll plow the way. But they shoot out those pellets of salt and the ding in your car, and you don't want to get that in your radiator, too. Let someone else know if you're headed out because every year you bet people are stranded and they just died in their cars. They got stuck and they were there for days and not so much here, but when you go into like Colorado and Wyoming and Montana and it's rural out there and you get stuck out in the middle of nowhere, that could be dangerous. You guys ever get stuck in a blizzard?
I have not.
Is that your phone that just beeped?
Yeah, sorry.
Give it to me. It's not mine. This is like school. It's not mine. You'll get it back at the end.
I got young kids.
You'll get it back at the end of the interview. School. Yeah, you'll get it back later. do you guys ever get stuck in the snow?
No.
Stuck, but not for days where I had to.
No. I mean, like, you couldn't get out. And they tell you to keep a doormat, so you can stick it under the tire. And that does work.
Oh, sure.
But now you got to figure out which tire's got the power. Some are front wheel drive, some are rear wheel drive, and you stick it under and you can get out of a mess there. We're talking winter driver safety, or just winter safety for that matter, with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Christopher Gallagher's here, Patrice Brunette, and we're talking about blizzard driving. Here's my story. I think I've told this on the air about 1,000 times, but I'll tell it one more time. At the Groundhog Day snowstorm in 2011, March, Groundhog Day, February 2nd. And so, it was 24 inches of snow, and I started shoveling the driveway at 3:30 in the morning, and it just wouldn't stop. Actually, my wife took a video of me shoveling it. As fast as I could shovel, it just blew back, but at least I got the car out of the driveway, and I couldn't see. And I get to the Main Street Bridge, and I couldn't see where the railings were on the bridge. And I said, I'm going to crash. I'm just getting scared because I couldn't see it. I never was in a blizzard like that. So finally, a police car got in front of me, and I was following him. And he went down 6th Street, not normally the way I go, but I figured 6th Street's probably safe. And all of a sudden, he vanished. I couldn't see him. He just got ahead of me, and his lights were gone. And I couldn't see the traffic, the street lights. It was just so white outside. And I managed to get down to Ohio. And I started to go down Ohio, and I looked at Victory Avenue where the radio station was, and the snow was right up to my knees. I said, I can't drive through that. I'll get stuck. And I couldn't even turn the car around. So I backed up. I don't know where the car is around. And I got to the wall. I got to the Speedway gas station at the corner of Ohio Highway 20, Washington Avenue. And he wouldn't let me park there. So I went across the street to Walgreens, and I got on my knees to the manager. I said, please let me park here. And he said, okay, just pull up against the building so the snowplow can get through and you could park here all day. And we'll just, when you get done later today. So my wife had packed clothing, canned food. I don't know how many years she thought I was going to be out. But so I have to get over this berm that the snowplows left. Thank you very much, Patrice.
You're welcome.
This berm, and I took my stuff and threw it over the berm. Keep in mind, there were like 50-mile-an-hour winds blowing. And I got over the berm, and I start walking down Ohio, and the wind blew me down, first face in the snow. And I'm trying to get through. It's up to my knees at certain points. Get to Victory Avenue, and I can't walk anymore. I am so exhausted. And I get to the building. Tom Karko, our news director, is here. And he got me in, got me some water. And thank goodness my wife gave me a change of clothing because I was soaking wet from all the snow. I get in the building, and I got here on relatively close to being on time. Now, here's what I didn't know. My heart was failing. And a little over a month later, I had open heart surgery. And when I told the surgeon about the story I just told you, he says, I can't believe you didn't die in the snow.
Really?
I can't believe your heart took strain of walking in the snow. So I had open heart surgery. They fixed whatever they had to fix in there. And he said, I couldn't. Now, if I had known about this condition, I would never have walked it. But I didn't know. I just thought, well, I'm out of breath, 50-mile-an-hour winds. So the moral to the story is it's dangerous in a blizzard. Don't drive. Don't walk unless you absolutely have to. Stay home. Listen to the radio and just enjoy. It's like, you know, the school days. Remember when I used to listen to our radio and when we heard our school district was closed. Yeah, let's go out and have some fun.
Yeah, best day ever.
Wasn't that the best day? School day, school closings. Yeah, I love that. They don't have that in work though. Usually, not here anyway.
No,
school, nothing's closed. So blizzard driving. Stay home unless you absolutely have to go out. Stay at least 200 feet below beside the back of plow trucks because people say, "Oh, I'll go back of the plow truck." Let someone know where you're going, your route, just in case. And carry an emergency kit with you. It's a good idea. Yeah, so a couple of bottles of water, maybe a first aid kit.
Yep.
And
flashlight.
Flashlight.
Toe warmers, hand warmers. Those chemical warmers are nice to have in case you do get a little trouble. Jumper cables.
And mats. Put a mat in there. Sometimes you get stuck on the snow. You can get the mat. We'll get you out if you put it under the wheel. And also some salt, maybe.
Well, when we used to drive light-duty trucks and we needed weight in the back because, you know, you're getting on the snow and the ice, and so your rear-wheel drive vehicle is spinning, we would actually put bags of cat litter back there because then you could cut them open and use them
cat litter
as traction. So you throw that down on some of that slick snow if you get stuck in the ditch or something and helps you get out. So.
And then the cats will poop and pee in the snow afterwards.
Someday, they'll find it.
Okay, let's talk about snow shoveling because this is every year people are dropping dead from snow shoveling. You hear it all the time on the news. Some 90-year-old guy was out. We had a 90-year-old guy across the street from us snow shoveling all the time, and he put me to shame. He's in his early 90s. Now he passed away from COVID, but this guy, snow didn't stop him, and I'm saying, I can't shovel. There's a 90-year-old guy across the street shoveling. What do you mean you can't shovel? Oh. But everybody's got a different condition, so pace yourself. You know, you gotta, you don't try to get through 24 inches of snow or even 6 inches of snow right away. Pace yourself, take a break, drink plenty of water. That's the big thing. If you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, or signs of a heart attack, stop. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to continue. Use a shovel that is comfortable. They have these shovels now that are bent at like a 45-degree angle. Those are pretty good.
Push.
Yeah, that's pretty good. When it's real
hurting their back, you know, that's the other side of the equation is trying to find a shovel that fits you right. It's not too long of a handle, not too short of a handle.
Well, one year, the snow was so powdery, we took our snowblower out and just We've got all the snow.
Oh, yeah, the light snows.
Yeah, you can do it with a snow blower and just get everything cleaned
off.
A leaf blower. Yeah. Get it all off the thing. It works something. It doesn't work with wet snow. The wet snow is dangerous. That's the heaviest. Try to push the snow instead of lifting it. See, I don't do that. I do it sometimes. But it's something I got to double wide driveway because of my neighbors. And, I hate to leave his part. So I'm always out there and I try to clean it. If it's wet, small amounts at a time, that's the best way to do it. And never stick your hands into a snow blower. You know, we have a snow blower, I have an electric one I've had for like 26 years. It still works fine too. It's a Toro. It's small, but it moves the snow. But, snow when it's wet gets stuck in there. When I go with the handle, it automatically shuts off. So I can kind of clean it out. But still, it's dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you have snowblower accidents all the time. And finally, if you're caught out in the freezing cold, hypothermia. Wow. They include uncontrollable shivering, memory loss, disorientation. Oh, you hear about these stories about people lost in the mountains in Colorado and stuff, how they can't figure out where they are. Because of the cold. I mean, they don't know. There was that famous story, that movie from Doogie Howser starred in the movie. I forget what it was, where they were lost. And he couldn't find his way back. He just got lost. And they wound up losing his legs and part of his hands and stuff. Because he just got stuck out there in the cold in the mountains in Colorado. He just thought, well, I can make it. And he couldn't make it. Exhaustion, symptoms of hypothermia are detected. Get the victim to a warm location. Remove your. I got to tell them not to use these bright colors.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Get warm clothing on, but always hydrate. You got to stay hydrated in these things because you're really. It takes a short time. And then you got frostbite. This includes feeling a numbing, a white, pale appearance. On the extremities, such as fingers, toes. This is dangerous stuff out there when it gets cold. Get medical help immediately if you can. Now, here in a city, we don't have, you really can't get lost in Racine unless you're out in the county somewhere or on a rural road. But when you're in a city, it's hard. But a lot of these trips people take through Colorado and Wyoming into the mountains and Montana, you get lost. Nobody knows. They can't even get to you because cell phone coverage in these areas is non-existent. But if you see a snowstorm coming, don't take off.
When people don't prepare always because you have maybe a short trip and you're in town. But that's why if you're going to pack your emergency kit, throw a pair of gloves, a hat in there. Maybe you don't wear those every time you go to the office, but then you got them with you. If you get stuck, part of your just preparedness for winter. Now is a good time to be packing that stuff, thinking about that stuff. Looking at your tire tread, if you're thinking about getting new tires in the next few months, maybe now's the time to do it before the snow flies. And
do people still use chains?
In the mountains, they do, yeah. In fact, I think there's some states that require it if you're going to be traveling in certain areas. You cannot go up the mountains in Colorado without them or in certain times of year. So,
remember studded tires?
Yeah. They damage the roadway pavement.
I know, and they outlawed them in a lot of cities. They're metal studs, and they ripped the road apart.
Yep.
I mean, they kept you from sliding, but come spring, the road was torn to shreds. So a lot of cities don't allow studs anymore on the cars.
Right.
But we used to change the tires. Every year, my dad had put winter tires on the car, but they don't really have that anymore because they have these all-weather tires, these radials now, which work pretty well.
We were talking about that in the way here. So interestingly enough, if you are comparing the all-weather tire, most people are using an all-season tire, but a winter tire, like an all-season tire will stop you roughly, if you're driving 60 miles per hour and you're on a snowy road, you're looking at a 600 to 660 foot stopping distance, where a winter tire can stop you in about 300 feet. So they really do a good job if you're interested in having a little more control in the winter. That's the kind of thing that bothers you and you're willing to spend the money. The winter tires really do help.
Yeah, they do. Right. They're very, you can notice them. But then in the spring, you got to take them off.
Correct.
Because you'll ruin them.
Right.
And you just put them on. My dad used to switch them. Now, he brought them in to get switched. But he always put the winter tires on the car. And it worked. He had studded tires.
My last supervisor here at the county did exactly that. He would switch his tires out.
Yeah, we always had them sitting in the garage, his four winter tires for his car. Because it was a long schlep for him to get to work, so he wanted to put them on there. All right. Okay, so everything we talked about is on the website, Racine County/staying safe. Racine County/staying safe. If you missed anything, we're going to podcast this by tomorrow morning. You'll have it podcast. But winter driving is coming, not when it's 57 degrees, but
soon, maybe this weekend. There's a chance of snow this weekend.
Yeah, I think Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, Saturday.
Really?
I just heard that as I was leaving. The wife mentioned it.
So we're getting ready.
Well, tell you what, to be quiet. Don't talk about that. She's going to put the whammy on everything by talking. Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
We got the downtown Christmas parade Saturday right here in Racine.
It's supposed to be Saturday night, though, so you should be able to get through the parade. Right?
I don't think, when they say snow, it could be a snow that just, you
know.
It
could be just a dusting. So.
Or not even a dusting, just it hits the ground and vanishes, mm-hmm. but it does snow. Well, thank you guys for cheering up my morning.
There you go. I have something to look forward to.
Yeah, I don't want to look forward to it. Well, thank you guys very much. Patrice Brunette and also, and who happens to be a brunette, Patrice Brunette and Christopher Gallagher here. And they're representing the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Tom Nitter, wherever you are, thank you for setting this up every month. We do appreciate it. Winter driver safety, or just winter safety, whether you're sledding, whether you're doing snowmobiling, whether you're walking, whether you're driving, whatever you're doing, keep it safe this winter, and they'll be around for the winter after that. Snow this weekend, huh?
Maybe.
We'll see.
Strong on the maybe.
Get your tires ready.
Give me your wife's number. I got to check on this one. I got to see what her forecast is. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
And again, this will be podcast by tomorrow morning. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts and search Don Rosen Show, and you'll see it there. It's obvious, all right?